Everybody at Goblin's Fire found a chore that had to be handled right away somewhere else. Everyone but Goblin's Nguyenbao bodyguard, who was a man so unobtrusive I had yet to learn his full name. It was Thane, Trine, something like that. This man merely moved to a place more comfortable on a taller rock and laid a sword across his lap, ready for business. The reason the others wanted to be elsewhere was evident a moment later. I had found one of my missing targets. A huge, cruel-looking black panther stalked out of the darkness, settled near the fire. Goblin reached out and scratched her behind the ears. What the hell? This particular panther had no love for him, though her squabble with One Eye was an order of magnitude bigger.
"So you decided to help out after all, huh?" Goblin said. "It never was that hard to get along."
Off he went on an odyssey of the imagination, describing in fantastic detail why she was a natural ally of the rest of us, despite One Eye's having had to do in Shapeshifter. Shifter really had given him no choice now, had he? Anyway, it was only a matter of time before they completed their research into the character of release spells. Last time he saw One Eye, they were just three terms and a postulate short of putting a wrap on it. The wind had a real bite as I went looking for Croaker. There were bits of snow zinging around. Nobody had moved since this afternoon. Fireballs flickered across the sky up ahead. There were almost no fires. There was nothing to burn. Men huddled with one another for warmth. Hardly anyone lifted their eyes as I passed. I could have been the Shadow Master himself, and nobody would have cared. Had I been carrying hot food, I would have been hailed as a messiah. Croaker didn't have a fire either, but he had a girlfriend to keep him warm. Something nobody else had, the rat bastard. "You want to go for a walk?" Hell no, he didn't. Neither would you if you were bundled up in some blankets with a beautiful woman on a freezing night. "Use your imagination here, Mergen. Do I look like somebody who wants to be interrupted?" "All right, be that way. I've finally located the man you asked about. He seems to be where he's supposed to be. But then go keep an eye on him." "There's a complication." "Keep an eye on him. He's not likely to get into much before I can come check on him. Later." With him and Lady both scowling at me, I decided I would take the hint and go away, shaking my head. There are things you can accept intellectually, but still not imagine. Those two, in the throes of passion, fell into the latter category. If he was in no hurry, I wasn't either. I had a snack and a nap and a dream about Sari before I got back to work. It wasn't a dream I wanted. It was Sari looking aged and haggard and wearing white. But that was a better dream than the visit to Ice Hell that followed. That one didn't change much with time, nor did any more details develop. But I never got comfortable with it. Goblin had all his illusions in place, but he didn't bother the first fugitives to hurry out of the Don de Presh. Those would be the men least likely to be in trouble in later times. He did have a few individuals captured, so he could get a better idea of what had happened to the north. He told the panther, "A shithead like Long Shadow don't deserve followers like Mogaba." The panther rumbled deep in her throat. "You got to wonder about Mogaba. Why the hell don't he